The Warriors will face the Portland Trail Blazers in the Western Conference Finals. Game one is Tuesday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this was the call on the Trail Blazers radio network at the end of Sunday's Game 7 in Denver, where Portland beat the Nuggets to advance to face the Warriors.
Down to 6 seconds. He launches a desperation three. It's no good. Evan Turner with the rebound, and he dribbles 2-1, and that does it. The clock will run out, and for the first time in 19 years, the Portland Trail Blazers are headed to the Western Conference Finals, a date with the Golden State Warriors on Tuesday.
And then Portland forward Evan Turner joined Trail Blazers radio after the game.
E.T., you're headed to the Western Conference Finals. Congratulations. How does it feel?
Man, it feels amazing, man. It feels unreal. You know, the guys deserve it, man. We've been through a lot. And, you know, over the past couple years, man, we just put together, you know, a couple good runs this year, and, you know, we didn't quit in this game. And, you know, the past couple years of playoffs have really, you know, sharpened our tools to, you know, survive in advance.
For you, hitting some really clutch free throws down the stretch.
Not bad for end of the bench scrub, you feel me? So, you know, all glory be to God, for real. It was a big game. I'm glad I stayed ready. You know, I stayed focused. My teammates supported me, and that was pretty much it.
Evan, thanks for the narrative for all the basketball fans, and particularly the young players out there about staying ready. Let's talk about this game seven. You guys go down 17 in the first half. You're swimming upstream most of the first half. Talk about how your chemistry and your composure and your experience stayed the course.
Once we called a timeout down 17, we all just joined together in a huddle. And we were like, yo, we need to stick together, man. It's 7 minutes left in the first half. We got a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? Let's not separate. We're good.
You look ahead now. The Golden State Warriors loom. You beat them a couple of times this season. We all know what they've done. What challenges does this series now present moving forward?
I think the number one is, you know, making sure, you know, Seth stays focused. I know for sure they're probably going to have 500 ticket requests for the Curry battle. You know what I'm saying? And other than that, man, you got to be ready. The Warriors can play several different ways at a high level. And, you know, obviously that crowd there is tough, and, you know, it's going to be a battle.
Evan, considering everything that's happened this year, starting with Mr. Allen's passing at the beginning of the year, the injury to Jusuf Nurkić, all the things that we've seen this year, just how sweet is it now to move on to the Final Four of the NBA?
Man, it's unbelievable, man. It's just a blessing. I love it. This is unreal, and it's just the dopest. It's the dopest. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's a blessing, man, for real. So, it's unbelievable, man. Shout out, you know, Paul Allen, his memory. Shout out, you know, Nurkić. Shout out, John Yim. You know, we went through a lot of trials and tribulations for, you know, to get to these moments.
Evan, congratulations. We'll see you in Oakland.
Love.
Storylines aplenty for this Warriors Trailblazer series ahead. Oakland native Damian Lillard back home again for the playoffs, plus two brothers facing each other in the Western Conference Finals with Stephen Curry and Seth Curry of the Blazers going up against each other. And we wrap things up with a listen into the postgame on Friday night in Houston with ESPN's Lisa Salters interviewing Steph.
Closeout games are always the hardest, and you didn't have your guy Kevin Durant tonight. How were you guys able to close him out?
I don't know. We stay composed. We've been here before, won big games, done it on the road. We miss our guy and know he's going to be back, but we had to have his back. We talked about it all the time. This whole playoff run, he's been the best player in the league, and he's carried us. So the least we could do is have his back tonight, move on to the next round, and give ourselves a chance to be at full strength the rest of the way.
You had 0 points in the first half. What changed for you in the second half, especially down the stretch?
Just stay out of foul trouble. It's always tough when I get in foul trouble and in and out of the game. But guys were talking to me in the locker room, telling me to, you know, keep my head, stay aggressive. The floodgates would open at some point. Fourth quarter was amazing. We played amazing defense, took shots we knew we could make, and they went in. So it's just a big time win for us.
You said guys were talking to you in the locker room. What were you thinking to yourself?
If I could get on the court and just play consistent minutes, I'd be able to do something. Thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the opportunity to be, you know, somewhat healthy and be able to play this game and have, you know, another opportunity in the second half to take advantage of the moment. That's what happened.
You guys were down by 7 in the fourth quarter. It seemed like the defensive intensity just kind of went up a notch in the last 4 minutes of the game. Was that true?
It's been like that the whole series. It's just a matter if we can convert on the offensive end. Our numbers in the second half defensively are off the charts. And,
We knew at some point in a 48-minute game we'd have an opportunity to steal this game, and that's what we did.
And that left hand, like, what happened with that? Did it affect you down the stretch?
The same thing happened in game two. I just thankfully,
you're still holding it right now.
It hurts like crazy, but thankfully I have whatever till Tuesday to get it right and you know, keep moving. So try to block it out as much as I could.
Congrats on the win, Seth.
Thank you very much.
All right, Warriors-Blazers, Game 1 is Tuesday night at Oracle Arena. Game 2 is Thursday. Then the series shifts to Portland for Games 3 and 4, as all games in this series are slated for a 6 p.m. Pacific tip-off. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.